All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and every week we discuss topics that pertain to mental health issues. My own perspective, professionally and personally, is I tend to take a more holistic approach to things, which means we couch things in the form of body, mind, and spiritual aspects of what we're doing in terms of growth, change, and whatever realities we're dealing with. And tonight's topic is no different. The title tonight is Coming Out, Generational Differences of the Coming Out Experience for Lesbians and Gay Men, basically from the 70s through this year of 2002. And we may even go before the 70s, actually, because one of the interesting things about doing a show like this is I end up going into my filing cabinets and start pulling out things related to whatever topic I'm talking about this week. And this is the year 2002, and eerily enough, I hadn't realized that this is actually my 30-year college graduation reunion year, 1972. I graduated from what today is called Binghamton University, and between the time I went there and Binghamton University, it was called State University of New York in Binghamton, and when I actually started going there, it was called Harper College. 30 years this year, and a lot's happened in 30 years. And as I started pulling out materials, some of the materials I actually pulled out were articles in our school newspaper dealing with homosexuality, homophobia, which I'm going to be referring to later. I also found a workshop that I had done on coming out 20 years ago in the outline, and there's nothing in there that's any different than the things we'll be talking about this evening. This is a live call-in show, and so if you're interested in the topic, have something to say, you want to talk about your own experiences, the toll-free number is 1-866-277-5369. 866-277-5369. If you're locally in the Phoenix area, it's 602-277-5369. When we talk about coming out, we're really going to be talking tonight on two different levels. I don't really see a difference, but we are going to talk about sexuality, coming out of that closet of identifying, accepting, acknowledging, and presenting oneself as who they are in terms of gay or lesbian. But I know that my guest tonight, Honey Ward, and I both are in agreement that coming out goes well beyond just who we are as our sexual orientation, and having the courage to make that statement and be who we are and be comfortable with who we are publicly and personally and privately. But it's also about coming out in terms of our own humanity, coming out in terms of our sense of self, who we are in the world, with our sexual orientation being an aspect of that. The same thing as myself as a psychotherapist. I'm a psychotherapist. I'm a gay man. I also have a lot of other aspects to me. I don't necessarily identify as a gay therapist, even though a lot of my clients may be gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. But it's just an aspect of who I am, and it's an aspect of the circles I travel in, the friendships that I keep. It's not necessarily how I identify completely, although there are a lot of people who may be listening and people who need to identify in that aspect for whatever reason. One of the interesting things that I do professionally is something that I don't think too many other therapists can say that they do, if any. A certain number of hours a week, I'm actually paid by the owners of three gay bathhouses here in Los Angeles to do counseling on site at three of the bathhouses. Not necessarily HIV and STD stuff, which they also provide, which Midtown Spas, Melrose Spa, 1350 Club, Flex, here in Los Angeles, I really give them credit to really want to provide a service to their clientele that might be more supportive than the space many people may be into when they're in a gay bathhouse. I want to give you an example, because tonight we're going to talk not just about coming out itself, but generationally, what have been the differences? What's different today for gay and lesbian youth coming out of the closet, or even the fact that gay and lesbian youth are able to come out of the closet today and self-identify in their teenage years or early 20s in a much, to me, easier way and more supportive way for a lot of them than it was back in the 70s, right after Stonewall, when I was coming out. But even more so, I'm going to give you an example. Very often, since I'm there during the day, there are men who are in the bathhouses who may be in their 50s, 60s, even 70s. And about 8 months ago, at one of the clubs, there was this Latino man who is about 72 or 73 years old, I believe. And he kind of questioned what I was doing there, and he came in and started talking to me. And he started telling me about the fact that he'd been married for 50 years, still was married, and had a grown daughter in her 30s, and that here he was at the age of 72 or 73 and had sex with a man for the first time at age 65. He desired sex with men since the time he was a child and adolescent. He knew that. But when we look at what it was like in the 30s, the 40s, the 1950s, it wasn't something that people were taking a stand on or necessarily doing. And when you add to that the cultural issues that he was dealing with as a Latino man, you get married, you had kids, and you put that on a back burner if you acknowledged it at all. So here he spent most of his life, until the age 65, basically in denial about feelings that he had. And he spent about an hour sitting and talking to me about a lot of this stuff. And the next day, I was there again the next day, and he came back specifically, and this man had a glow on, 73 years old. And he said to me, and he actually brought me a gift, which normally I don't accept, but I know that he would have been very offended if I didn't. He had never, in all of his years, verbalized to anyone that he had feelings for men, that he had sex with men. And he said he slept better that night after talking to me than he had any other night in his entire life. And he was just feeling such a sense of joy about being able to actually look someone else in the eye and acknowledge who he is and what he felt, even though he knew he will never tell his wife, he will never tell his daughter. There was something about making that connection, that sense of power that came with it for him at age 72 or 73, that brought me to tears when he was talking to me. I get that a lot from men in the bathhouses who are in their 60s and 70s and have had to maintain a closeted thing through most of those years. Now, let's jump forward, okay? I was in college from 1968 to 1972. Stonewall was what, 1969? So a lot of the gay liberation stuff started happening, 69, 70, 71. And I came out my junior year, the summer before my junior year. And I'd known since the time I was a kid that there was something going on inside me that was different, as a lot of people usually say. One of the key things is coming out in any sense is a process, not an event. It's something that is transformative. Different things impact us at different times that take us to the next level each time. I happen to have the good fortune to be away from home at a college that was probably one of the most liberal campuses in the country at the time. And at one point in the years that I was there, the Gay Student Union, the gay student organization on campus, was the second largest student organization on that campus, second only to the student government. We had gay dances on certain weekends. We had other campuses that came to our campus from Cornell and from Syracuse and Albany and Buffalo and stuff. And there were weekend consciousness-raising events about being gay. There was a real sense of freedom and safety on that campus. And I happened to be fortunate enough to be in a situation like that. And yet, I'm going to read to you an article that actually was published back then. I mean, I have ADD, so I tend to save everything, and since I have an assistant now, I can actually find things when I go looking for them. And in this article, it's entitled Homophobia. And the author says, I believe the problem in accepting homosexuals is the same problem homosexuals often have in accepting themselves. We've all been brought up hearing how homosexuality is so wrong and bad. No one ever hears about good or happy homosexuals, only the child rapists and the mass murderers. In the not-too-distant past, no homosexual in his right mind would dare show his face in public because of penal codes and his wanting to stay alive. So only the really perverted gays receive publicity. It seems everyone is afraid we'll try to assimilate them into our culture. Why else would mothers pull their children into the house when a known homosexual comes down the street? There is currently a stir as to letting homosexual couples raise children for this very reason, which does seem senseless. Now, it's actually a very long article. Everything I just read could have been written today, too. The interesting part is today you would know who wrote that article, more than likely. But here is an article being published in a very liberal campus paper, and at the end in parentheses, it says, this article is written by a member of the Harper Gay Liberation who has requested that his name be withheld for the sake of his friends. Guilt by association. Fear that if people knew that he was gay, they'd assume that the people he hung out with was gay, and here he was protecting himself as well as his friends. The next part, actually, is if we're talking generationally, I'm very grateful to a friend of mine named John who, when I told him the topic today, suggested that I go to a website called ifilm.com. And there are a lot of shorts you can look at. And actually, there was a short on there he told me to go look at that I've seen before. It's a 15-minute film that you can go listen to, and I'll tell you about it as soon as we return from this break. So stay tuned as we come to the next generation and we come back and I introduce our guest, Honey Ward.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break. Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more.
visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Wow, look at that sailplane.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun.
Someday, I'd like to try that. I wonder what it's like.
To most people, flying seems a remote and beautiful dream. Stop wondering. Call Turf Soaring School at 602-439-3621. Turf Soaring School has introduced thousands of people to the excitement and beauty of soaring flight, and they would like to share it with you. Turf Soaring School is located on Carefree Highway in Peoria, so wherever you are in the Valley of the Sun, you're only minutes away from a unique and memorable experience. The quiet sky is within your reach. Why not call today and make arrangements for your soaring adventure? 602-439-3621. That's 602-439-3621. Or visit their website at turfsoaring.com. Turf Soaring School offers a convenient location, a growing fleet, and a friendly professional staff, which is an unbeatable combination for your enjoyment of a sport which has become, for them, a way of life. Turf Soaring School, 602-439-3621.
Did you ever wonder why mathematics is required for all children? Do you wish that you and your loved ones enjoyed math more? Listen to Math Medley every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 and hear a different, fascinating guest every week discuss education, parenting, equity, and or environmental issues with an underlying theme of mathematics. Join me, Dr. Pat Kenshaft, every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, right here on KFNX.
711, three numbers, that's all it takes.
This is Arizona Relay.
I need to make a call to a deaf person. I have her phone number, but I was told to dial 711.
Yes, 711 makes it possible to connect by phone with deaf or hard of hearing people who use a special typing device to talk on the phone.
So, I dial 711 and then give you the number of the person I want to call?
Absolutely. Let me place your call now.
Dial 711, a service of Arizona Relay, and it costs you nothing.
Talk to our expert hosts. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and tonight's topic is coming out, generational differences of the coming out experience for lesbians and gay men. And talked about past generations, and I briefly want to talk about something I really recommend all of you who have access to a computer to check out, which is on iFilm.com. There's a short 15-minute piece done by an 18-year-old named Stephen Thorey. And it's titled Family. And on this 15-minute piece, he actually comes out to his father. And he's showing his father's reaction to the whole thing. And as part of it, he said that when he first started dealing with this, he actually checked out a lot of chat rooms on the Internet. And he said, the only place I could talk to people like me without really revealing myself was on the Internet and in the chat rooms. Now, the difference generationally that I clearly see is when I was coming out, in a sense, we were writing the manuals. And now I did a search under coming out on the Internet, and there were hundreds upon hundreds of sites where you can get information just on coming out gay and lesbian in and of itself. And this little piece really, I think, is rather powerful. And he said that once he started coming out, he didn't have to be afraid anymore, that there are environments where he can feel comfortable being who he is. And it's a piece worth looking at on the Internet. I'd like to introduce my guest tonight. Her name is Honey Ward, and briefly, part of her bio reads that for more than 20 years, she's been a nationally known speaker, seminar leader, corporate trainer, and program facilitator. She's inspired thousands of people to reach their optimal personal and professional effectiveness. I know Honey actually through a weekend workshop called The Experience, which actually is about self-empowerment as human beings and marketed not exclusively, but quite a bit to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community. So, Honey, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Stuart.
And is there anything else you'd like to add in terms of your introduction or who you are?
No, I think that's plenty for openers.
Okay. In talking about this issue of coming out, I know you and I talked about the concept of it being relative to sexual orientation, but also having a bigger picture. How do you apply those differences when you're dealing with people or running workshops or in terms of your own perspective?
Well, one of the things that feels important to me is holding it all in a balance. And when any aspect of ourselves is being withheld, when we're in the closet about something, whether that's sexual orientation or whatever else it might be, it tends to take on an inordinately large space in our psyche and in our universe. So one of the things that I observe is that when people are willing to take the steps to be more open and more forthcoming, then whatever those issues are that had seemed so large before take on a natural perspective. We open and expand the sphere of our lives in such a way that it's not such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer, however it is that people choose to define themselves, or even questioning, it's just another piece of who we are. And rather than being a liability, it turns into something that's an asset. There are all kinds of wonderful things that happen in my life as a result of just being who I am, including being kind of a gay ambassador in some ways.
Uh-huh.
Because, I live in Santa Fe, New Mexico, which is a wonderful town and a small town, and my experience here as well as every place else practically that I've ever been in the world is that people are really sweet, and if you approach them in an open, connected, loving kind of way, that's what they respond to. So it starts over here with me.
Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of people listening will probably say, yeah, that's all well and good, but... And I also
people
know in my,
have a butt. Yeah, but.
Yeah, but in my own life, when you spent most of your childhood and adolescence thinking the worst about what's going to happen when they know this about me and they think mm-hmm. such wonderful things about me, but if they only knew, I mean, these are thoughts that I've had in my lifetime, if they only knew, they wouldn't think I was such a nice person.
Yeah.
So that
so
getting to the
that?
Point of that you're talking about, how do you... What do you advise, or how do you help people get to that point where they're able to talk about it when they've spent so much of their life assuring themselves it's going to be devastating?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that you point out is how powerful our self-talk is. So if we, and it's not that it comes from nowhere, absolutely. It's out there in the culture. We hear it, we all grow up in a homophobic universe.
Mm-hmm.
Or just about everybody. Because it's what's prevalent in our culture. It's not dominant. So I think it's really important for people to pay attention to their self-talk, that if they take it on and they start repeating it to themselves, that's something that we can do something about as individuals. There's also something that I think is important for people to realize, which is that if we have already decided that people are not going to like us, are going to reject us, are going to fire us, whatever the case may be, because of some aspect of ourselves, including our sexual orientation, then whoever those other people are, they don't even get to make the choice for themselves. They don't get to be a part of the transaction. They don't have the opportunity to rise to the occasion because we've already chosen them as being too small to understand us or to love us.
On a metaphysical way, it's like saying we create our own reality. In other words, if we've been spending our lifetime projecting this is the horror that's going to happen, like you're saying, we don't even give people the opportunity for it not to be the horror, for
no,
them to really
don't
embrace
get to be
it.
Champions. We've already decided they're losers because we've decided we're losers.
Mm-hmm.
So life being a mirror and all, mm-hmm. It's our projection that gets out there.
Right.
And the other people don't have a chance. I mean, I can tell you that it's just coming up on a year ago, my partner and I had a wedding here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and it was pretty darn traditional. And as we were going around town, you know, hiring a band and somebody to make the cake and a caterer and a place to be and a, you know, this and that and a minister and all the pieces, there was nobody. I mean, the one person we talked to about the cake kept getting sort of, I think it was the first lesbian couple she'd ever dealt with, kept sort of saying, this prior groom thing. And I said, have you ever done this for two women before? She said, well, no, I haven't actually. but she wasn't unkind. She was just unfamiliar.
Right.
And so it was a first for her. Mm-hmm. And every single person that we dealt with was really terrific and very excited. And all of our, you know, the bankers were, I mean, not even people who were making money off the deal. Our personal bankers were so excited for us to bring in the photographs afterwards. Mm-hmm. And we had family and friends who came in from around the country. So it was, you know, there were people being terrific to us just because we loved ourselves and them enough to include them.
And by coming out and being who we are, we help educate and heal a lot of what's going on around us. So we're going to ask you to stay tuned, and we'll be back with Honey Ward talking about coming out. And this is Tell the Truth Faster.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
They are simply the best in the world, touring across the country, barnstorming their way to immortality. The unforgettable Harlem Globetrotters.
Be part of the world's greatest basketball experience as the World Tour sponsor Burger King presents the Harlem Globetrotters. It's an experience that will stay with you forever. The men in red, white, and blue, the winningest team in basketball, are national treasures, having played in more than 21,000 games, 115 countries, and in front of 120 million people. It's a nonstop party of game and fame with mad skills, fantastic fun, and millions of laughs and memories. An event you'll never forget. Get your tickets now and be there to enjoy the Harlem Globetrotters. Unforgettable.
One night only at America West Arena, appearing Thursday, February 7th at 7 p.m. Tickets available at the arena box office or order online at Ticketmaster.com.
Would you like to increase the productivity of your business by taking advantage of today's competitive technology market? Then you need the Digital Digest, Thursday afternoons at 12. Your host, Kelly Corder, will be covering all the latest technology. By evaluating Neoteric hardware innovations, he'll be able to tell you how it affects your business and make sure that it'll work for you. That's the Digital Digest every Thursday at noon, only here on Hot Talk AM 1100 KFNX.
You ask! 120 feet of rope that takes you from a hovering chopper to the ground below in 7.5 seconds. Hoo-ah! The Army National Guard is
your team!
You face the tough challenges together and succeed because your team is there to push you toward your goal.
Hoo-ah!
Join our team on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can!
Sponsored by the Arizona National Guard. Aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's your current Hot Talk 1100 KFNX weather forecast, heard at the top and bottom of every hour.
Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and tonight's topic is coming out, generational differences of the coming out experience for lesbian and gay men. And my guest tonight is Honey Ward. And Honey, you had mentioned something about how we project our assumptions as to how things will be. And I remember at one point when I had come out and, you know, on campus I was doing that dramatic thing of having the talk with each one of my friends individually and all that sort of stuff. And I remembered at one point getting really angry. And what the anger was about was I had spent my entire childhood and adolescence assuming that I was going to be rejected, criticized, thrown away. And I remembered being so angry that everyone was telling me that they loved me and it didn't matter to them and everything else.
And I
thought that was
nothing.
Very odd that all of a sudden all this rage was coming up inside of me because of the way I had spent most of my life making those assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that, you know, you see a lot of situations within the workshops that you lead that people, again, have this, you know, epiphany where all of a sudden they realize, oh, that's not the way it's going to be. Can you share some light on some of those situations where you've had some people share that?
Sure. And, you know, fundamentally it comes when people, in that story you were just telling, when people love themselves enough to tell the truth about their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, you know, and part of what I emphasize in my work is communication and communicating with the people that you love and the people from whom you've been withholding things. And there are the most miraculous stories that happen when people actually take that step to tell the truth about whatever it is that's going on. All of a sudden, people shift from inauthenticity to authenticity, and family members tend to relate to that. Now, they have their own training and upbringing to get past, and so sometimes there's a challenge and a process. But certainly, we can relate to that because we're in process ourselves. But that there's nothing more powerful than people being in their heart and communicating with authenticity. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's one of the big differences. You're talking about generational differences here, that years ago, there was a lot of not being authentic, a lot of hiding, that not being out was the given. Today, young people growing up, they grow up in a culture where being out is virtually automatic. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you said, people coming out in high school. So living more authentically is the path that we're all on.
Mm-hmm. And they're more, you know, I mean, without sounding cliche, there are more role models today for people, whether it's, you know, an Ellen DeGeneres or the people like yourselves who are having commitment ceremonies. And like I told you during the break, I'm also, you know, I'm also an ordained minister, and I do wedding ceremonies and commitment ceremonies. And what's usually wonderful is when I see a gay couple whose ceremony that I've done, and you see nieces and nephews and kids, you know, friends' kids showing up there, and that they're seeing this modeling and this example of a couple in love making the public statement that anybody else can make.
Mm-hmm.
And so even, like I said, hundreds of websites, if you're looking for something, the chat rooms that Stephen Forey was talking about, saying how safe it was that he could go and talk to people without really coming out or disclosing himself, he could start having conversations with people in a safer way than showing who he is. And the first level of the coming out process is really coming out to oneself.
Absolutely.
You know, getting honest with oneself.
Mm-hmm.
And
that takes as long as it takes. For some people, it's a pretty quick process. For many of us, that took a long time, especially those of us who grew up in generations past where there wasn't the level of role models and acceptance in society that there is today.
Right.
Not that the battle is over.
Not at all.
Not that there isn't a lot more work to do. However, it's very different for people growing up now than it was when we were younger.
Mm-hmm. What was the most difficult part for you growing up and coming out?
Probably my mother.
Okay.
And the position that I had about that was that I wouldn't lie about being gay, and I also wouldn't bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the position of integrity that I took about it. And when I was 19 years old and about to move in with a woman who was obviously a lesbian, and my mother said, "So why are you moving in with Sylvia?" I said, "Because I love her."
Mm-hmm.
And that began a period of estrangement between my mother and myself that lasted for some time, where we saw each other on national events, but not much more than that.
Yeah.
And she wasn't warm and welcoming to me and people in my circle, including Sylvia, who was my partner at that time. And that went on for some time, and then mother was very distressed that I wasn't more available, because see, what it does is cut off relationships. She wasn't accepting, so our relationship was cut off. And one day, when she was complaining or lamenting that, I said, "So here's the deal. You know, it's who I am. So you get to include me, being who I am, and then I'll be around more."
Hmm.
It's real simple.
Did she get it?
That was a big turning point.
Good.
Yeah.
So she got it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have you had friends or clients or anything where the opposite has happened and there really has been that total rejection or disinheritance or anything like that that's gone on that you can talk about?
No. I really can't think in this moment of anything that's been like that.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly have. Not to say everybody agrees with my opinions about things or everyone shares my beliefs about things.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do my level best not to get into an antagonistic position with people about things.
Mm-hmm.
I honor myself and I honor them, and sometimes we just agree to disagree. You know, I having traveled as much as I do in my work and leading workshops around the country over many years, I have had some of the most fascinating coming out opportunities on airplanes. You know, and it just happens all the time. People would sit next to me and say, "What do you do?" And you know, especially when I was leading workshops that were primarily geared to the lesbian and gay community, I came out as a professional homosexual.
Uh-huh.
And there wasn't a person who went, "Yuck, poo." You know, not a one. I had fascinating conversations with a minister who I chatted with nonstop all the way from Atlanta one time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we didn't alter one another's opinions, but I learned some stuff from him, and I think he learned some stuff from me, and we ended up having a richer appreciation for one another.
Right.
Just as human beings. It's all about being human beings. This is just the game we're playing in this lifetime.
Right. And I think one of the problems that I think a lot of gay, lesbian people deal with is that when they start this coming out process, we tend to get very defensive and very self-protective.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it gets back to what you said, that we don't give people a chance. And we forget the fact that, you know, on a certain level, we've been dealing with this for years and years and years. Now, all of a sudden, we're telling somebody like family or friends or whatever, and there's... I've seen it so often with this insistence that they accept it right now, and there's no patience and understanding that maybe they need some time and the process of integrating this information. And, it's this defensiveness that we're assuming we're going to be attacked now, so we better go on the attack. So We'll be back with Honey Ward talking about this, and feel free to call in. It's a live show, so we'll be back in a few minutes.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website, at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Get quality counseling you deserve with the experience and expertise of Joe Amico Counseling and Consultation Services. Joe is a skilled therapist and presenter with over 15 years of working with addictions, presenting at national conferences, and training professionals on alcohol, drugs, and sex addiction. As the former director of Pride Institute, Joe is nationally renowned for his work on sexual orientation and identity issues. Joe can help to improve your self-esteem and coach you towards achieving your life goals. Call to schedule an appointment with Joe or ask about Joe's workshops and presentations. Dial 602-284-2191. That's 602-284-2191. Joe Amico Counseling and Consultation Services. Counseling services you can trust.
Do you have the entrepreneurial spirit that it takes to start your own business? Do you have a home business that you feel could be doing more? What's Your Business is a show designed to give would-be entrepreneurs the basic information about starting and operating a business, what the life of a business owner is like, the risks and effort required, and the potential benefits. Your host, Jeff Boltinghouse, has seen the highs and lows of finance. You can benefit from his mistakes and misfortune, but only if you listen every Wednesday at 10, only on Hot Talk AM 1100 KFNX.
Seven one one. Three numbers. That's all it takes.
This is Arizona Relay.
I need to make a call to a deaf person. I have her phone number, but I was told to dial 711.
Yes, 711 makes it possible to connect by phone with deaf or hard of hearing people who use a special typing device to talk on the phone.
So, I dial 711 and then give you the number of the person I want to call?
Absolutely. Let me place your call now.
Dial 711, a service of Arizona Relay, and it costs you nothing.
Talk to our expert hosts. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and I'm here with Honey Ward tonight talking about the issues around coming out of the closet. And we have a caller tonight.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Phoebe.
Phoebe?
Yes.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Laguna Beach, California.
Well, welcome to the show, Phoebe. You have a question for us?
I have something that I think is important to me as a lesbian that I'd like to share, which is too often people tend to say that it doesn't matter if they come out, that, you know, it's their business, et cetera. And I, too, am a graduate of this wonderful seminar that has been available called The Experience and the work that Honey does. But what I think is so important is that people need to know how important it is to communicate truthfully and not withhold.
Mm-hmm.
For the benefit of everyone in our lives, not just at home, but in your workplace and in your everyday life. I mean, as someone who's, you know, gone to work every day, it makes a tremendous difference when you know the people you're interacting with. Even though they're not your best friends, you're being honest with them, and in return, the expectation is honesty for your benefit.
And do you find yourself applying that not just to your sexuality, sexual orientation, but also in more general terms in your life?
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. But also, I think, too, I mean, I've been around this a long time. I'm in, you know, mid-50s, and it's been a different world, and I'm very happy to see see that the work those of us who came before have accomplished or provided for the younger people. And youth needs to remember that this is something we have earned. We were never invited to the table to talk. Hmm. And we need to hold on to our space at the table.
Very good.
Is Honey there?
Thank
Honey?
You. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for the great work.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Phoebe.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Great. I really want to commend you, Honey, actually, because I know you go back a long way, and you know I knew Rob Eichberg real well, and I know the two of you did the experience for many, many, many years together before he passed away. And even before you and I met, and I think you and I have only met face-to-face on one occasion, it's just that you've always been somebody that I've been aware of who's been out there really making a difference for all of us out there, and not just gay and lesbian issues, but because what you're teaching and what you're saying applies to everyone. And I really just want to acknowledge that. I really appreciate you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. You know, there's one thing that I want to emphasize, and I also want to invite that if there are younger folks who want to call in, I would love to hear that point of view too. And that is that while it's easy for those of us perhaps who have been through this process over a long period of time to know what we know now, it doesn't make it any easier for the individual who's in the process right now.
Mm-hmm.
And person who's at the beginning of that coming out process that you've articulated of coming out to themselves. There are more options available. The process may go faster. There are now spiritual and religious options that weren't available 20 and 30 years ago for people to be able to maintain that integrity of spirit without feeling like they have to just be thrown out of church. So there are more options available, and I don't want to ever diminish that what feels like a challenge for anybody in the moment is a challenge for them in that moment.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm really glad you said that, and especially when we see so many articles and so many stories about teenagers in school who are being harassed and are not being supported by the schools, and yet at the same time, so many schools now that are really creating these gay-straight alliances and other types of environments where in certain areas it is safer for people. But the turmoil that people have inside still needs to be honored as their turmoil, and it's, you know, like you're saying, there are more support systems out there, but it doesn't mean that somebody has the skills or the confidence or the courage to start facing it, and it's still difficult and it's still painful. So,
yeah, and there's a lot more opportunity to dance with it than there was years ago.
Oh, totally.
So it's a mixed bag, but I think it's always important to remember that piece about honoring everybody's process in that.
Mm-hmm. What do you suggest for let's say, you know, I don't even just want to apply it to adolescents, but what do you suggest for someone who is just beginning to realize that they need to start coming to terms with their sexuality, sexual orientation? What do you suggest their first steps are, where they reach out to?
Well, as you've been saying, the first steps are internal. It's about loving yourself. From there flows everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So beginning to acknowledge to yourself what's so about your sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
What is the truth of that? As best you understand it.
Right.
Because sexuality is fluid as well. However, if you're taking time to focus on it, there's probably something that's there for you to look at. So I think that internal processing is very important first. And then beginning to choose individuals that you have some comfort with to come out to, ultimately expanding that so that being out is the given rather than being hidden is the given.
Mm-hmm.
And there are great resources available these days in terms of books. You mentioned Rob Eichberg. He wrote a terrific book years ago called Coming Out, An Act of Love. It's still available. And it is it's a wonderful resource for both family members, people who love someone who's gay, or gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people themselves.
Great. And we're going to take our final break here, and we'll come back for some closing thoughts, so stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Have you placed your bet on Sunday's big game? Sports Interaction is the first online sportsbook licensed and regulated in North America. So this Sunday, make sure to place your bet online by visiting www.betintheusa.com. Log on to betintheusa.com and you'll find Super Sunday betting at its best. Go to betintheusa.com for the best odds on the big game and to place all your wagers at the web's most interactive betting venue in the world of sports. Bet on the game and as a new member, receive a 10% sign-up bonus. Being licensed and regulated in North America allows you to bet securely online 24 hours a day. For your most comprehensive source on the net for sports betting, go to betintheusa.com, where betting on the game is easy. Place your bet instantly by credit card and bet safely and securely. New Orleans may be the site of the big game on Sunday, but betintheusa.com is where the online action is and the place to bet on your favorite team. So log on to www.betintheusa.com today.
Are you looking for answers to the questions the internet and technology pose? Then tune in to KFNX 1100 AM every Saturday at 9 AM. For Cyber on America, BJ the Cyber DJ will discuss the internet, its technologies, and its social ramifications. With each show devoted to a different and exciting internet issue, BJ the Cyber DJ explains and encourages the use and integration of the internet into your everyday life. Tune in to KFNX 1100 AM every Saturday at 9 AM for Cyber on America.
Ted Williams, Frank Robinson, Brooks Robinson, Tom Siever, Johnny Bench, George Brett, Dave Winfield. Seven of the 42 Hall of Fame careers brought to you in part by American Legion Baseball. American Legion Baseball, just another way the American Legion is still serving America.
Learn more about the youth programs of the American Legion online at www.legion.org.
Hi, it's Imus of the Morning, and you're listening to Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. As we're closing out tonight's show, which has been on coming out, generational differences of the coming out experience for lesbian and gay men. I want to thank my guest, Honey Ward, who, again, has really made a tremendous difference. I don't just want to say in the gay and lesbian community, although, Honey, people like yourself who have really been professional lesbians, as you said, or gay men and stuff like that, have really, I think, made a difference for a lot of people in setting an example of what courage can be about and staying focused on self-empowerment. So I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. And if anybody is wanting to get in touch directly with Honey Ward, she has a website, www.honeyward.com, coincidentally enough. And you can always reach her and me through tellthetruthfaster.com. And next week's show is something that we'll follow up a little bit on what we're doing tonight. My guest will be Jordana Tiger, who's a marriage and family therapist here in Los Angeles and a certified professional and personal coach. And our topic's going to be self-esteem. and clearly an overlap with tonight's topic. In leaving the show this evening, I really want to encourage people to take a really clear look at what's going on in their own lives that they're stuck on. And maybe it's about sexual orientation. Maybe it's about something else that you're not clear and honest about. What Honey was saying, what I've been saying, is the power comes from coming out. The power comes from self-acceptance and getting to the place where you're identifying those things that are not working for you, things that you've been hiding from or hiding yourself from others. And if you want to think about it, I mean, there are risks in anything, but no growth, no change happens without being willing to take risks. And not coming out, whether it's about your sexual orientation or anything else, you know, helps you maintain, in a sense, a form of emotional schizophrenia, that there's a personal sense of rejection, the fear, that you're going to be disinherited, rejected, embarrassed, all those things, that you keep perpetuating. Metaphysically, what we resist persists, and it keeps growing, and the pain keeps getting more and more, and we have to hide. And whether it's drugs, alcohol, compulsive sex, or anything else, that's what we usually do. But the pros, the advantages of really getting honest, has to do with creating a sense of integration and balance in our life, a different sense of fullness, more honest relationships, improved communication, a sense of relief, and certainly increased self-esteem. And at the same time, we then become role models, and we're able to educate. If it's about our sexual orientation, we're then also, like Honey uses examples earlier, we're able to educate the heterosexuals around us. And I want to close very quickly with how I end one of the gay or lesbian ceremonies when I'm doing a commitment ceremony. And the pronouncement is, by a power greater than any state in this union, I now pronounce the obvious, that Jim and Dan love one another. They have pledged their devotion and commitment to one another in the presence of those most dear to them. Their lives are bonded to one another and their souls are forever one. This union is holy. Join us next week. Thanks for listening.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.